Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with the Mojo for Running podcast, a podcast that's packed with useful information for runners of all levels with any goals. No chit-chat here. I value your time, and I respect that you probably are not interested in hearing what I had for dinner last night. Today's podcast is titled Rope Running. Specifically, I want to talk about how to improve your running by using a jump rope. Note, I didn't say improve your running by jumping rope. That's because I'm not only going to talk about jumping rope, but another different way that you can use a jump rope to also improve your running. I guess you could call it jumping rope, but it's a different style. There's much more to that, though. First, I'm going to warn you about who should and who shouldn't do this. Then, I'll tell you about the different types of ropes and how to measure the rope to make sure you've got the right size for you. Next, I'll tell you about different drills you can do with the jump rope and how they'll improve your running. And last, I'll tell you about resources where you can go online to read more about jumping rope as cross training. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to tell you about several places where you can go online to read longer, more detailed information about jumping rope. That's what I was just mentioning. As cross training. Most of these articles do not include this caution that you're about to hear, but in my coaching experience, I have seen again and again many people experience an injury because of doing something that's only slightly different from what they've done before, and something that they thought was not even a challenge, something that they found actually easy to do. Think about it. We probably all know someone who's experienced an injury just from wearing the wrong type of shoe, or from transitioning too quickly from one type to another. If that can happen, you can bet that it's possible to sustain an injury from suddenly adding any form of jumping to your routine. If your body is not accustomed to any new movement, even if you're healthy and even if you've been running a long time, it's extremely easy to get injured. Let's say your bones are stressed in your legs already. Maybe your shins get just a little sore. Maybe you don't feel anything, but they still might be stressed. Then you suddenly decide to add jumping rope to your routine. A couple days later, you have extreme shin pain, but you can't figure out why because you haven't even run in a couple of days. Boom, there it is. Now you have a stress fracture. That's often the way it happens. If any of your bones are in a stressed state, which can happen over time and not cause you any pain, then starting any type of jumping, which is also, by the way, known as plyometrics, can be like the straw that broke the camel's back. If you feel certain that you're physically up to jumping, here's a test. After you've warmed up for a couple of miles, do 10 jumping jacks. That's right, just 10. Then wait a few days. Yes, I said a few days to see if you experience any discomfort or pain from the jumping jacks. I know, that seems ridiculous. They're only jumping jacks, right? You did them when you were in elementary school every day. They're easy, so easy, I know. But still, any jumping exercise puts great stress on your body, muscles, bones, etc., and they put more stress than running. Jumping rope is a high-impact exercise, one that's not appropriate for anyone with joint pain either. You must first make sure you're okay with jumping before you add this exercise regimen. So let's say you've confirmed that jumping is okay for you. Now let's talk about jump ropes. There are good ones and bad ones. Get yourself a good one. It's worth every penny. If you buy a cheap one, and I mean a very cheap one, one that's made of very lightweight rope, it'll be pretty much useless. There are several styles that work well, and you don't have to pay $20 for one, but don't get one that's $2 or $3 either. There are some that are $5 that are good ropes, but there are also some that are $5 that you'll end up throwing away. If you live in a city big enough to have a big box sporting goods store, that's probably the best place to get one because they'll have several models for you to choose from. One of the main considerations is that you want one to have some weight to it, otherwise it won't swing well. Another consideration is some of them that actually have enough weight to swing well. The problem is they're made of a plastic that, because they're stored in the store, like in a circle, when you open them up, they're still going to be in a circle. They'll want to remember that, and so it'll be a little bit tricky getting to where you can jump over them because it'll want to be coiling up all the time, and I just have to tell you that's very irritating. So, and the problem is you're probably going to want to coil it up to store it, I keep my jump ropes in the car with me, so I have them whenever I'm out with somebody training or doing it or coaching. And the problem is, when I had some of those of that type, every time I took them out, they were all wanting to coil up all the time. So think about that when you get it. It probably isn't worth the aggravation of getting that kind. Another thing is, make sure that it's the correct length for you. If it's too short or too long, you're going to struggle. Here's how I measure it for the right length. Stand on the center of the rope with an equal amount on each side and then pull up the ends. They should reach to just about your armpits. Most good ropes are available in multiple sizes. I highly recommend the following jumping rope activities, but ease into them and do not add them all at once to your training. I suggest adding them 1 or 2 days a week and adding only one of them per week until you make sure you have no detrimental effects. So here are two things that you can do with a jump rope and the reasons why you should do them. First, run while jumping. You probably did this as a kid. You'll likely remember this, and if you don't at first, when you start doing it, it'll all come back to you. You actually run while jumping. So the rope passes beneath one foot, then the other foot hits the ground, then the rope passes beneath you, and then the other foot hits the ground. So it's like you're running, but you're also turning the rope, and the rope is passing underneath you between each foot strike. Don't feel like you have to run fast or hurry to do this. That's not the point. You're doing this to improve your foot strike. It forces you to hit the ground on your midfoot. Since you're probably not a 4-foot striker, this will help you to move more toward that part of your foot, which should have the effect of improving or enhancing your form. It's most helpful if you are a heel striker, and most people are either heel strikers or midfoot strikers. You can actually do this exercise every single day, this particular one, for a few minutes once your body's accustomed to it, but be careful. If you're not accustomed to landing on that part of your foot, it could cause too much stress, so start with just a few jumps each time. This will also improve your timing. Of course, the most obvious jump rope drill is to jump rope, just like you did when you were a kid. This will help you run lighter because it helps you keep from sinking into your steps. Many people do this, I mean sink into their steps, toward the end of a race. Have you ever seen a photo of yourself that was taken at the end of a race and notice that you look like you're sinking into each step, bending your knee way too much? What effect does that have on your running? It means you're traveling way too much up and down, unnecessarily, and it means you're doing way too much work, because the farther you sink, the more work your muscles have to do to lift you up and propel you forward. Jumping rope will help with that. It strengthens your leaping muscles. That's not very technical, but think about this. Every time you take a single step, when you're running, you're leaping. Otherwise, you'd be walking, right? The difference between running and walking is that technically walking means you always have one foot on the ground. Another benefit is the jumping rope is an intense exercise, a good cardio workout. You'll realize this after about 30 seconds of jumping rope. In fact, you may realize it after 10 seconds of jumping rope until you get used to it. For this reason, if on any given day you don't have time for your regular workout, after a good warm-up, add rope jumping to whatever running you do in that workout. Due to the added intensity, it'll have the effect of your having done more work. This works especially well if you had a speed workout planned, but for some reason you end up not having enough time to do it for whatever reason. Jumping rope is a great all-around exercise. It helps with balance, agility, endurance, and coordination. After all, there's a reason why boxers are known for jumping rope. Runners may, in fact, be able to benefit just as much. I'll put links to several articles in the show notes, and then you can actually read. Some of those are much longer articles about jumping rope, and I think you'll like that. You'll probably get other ideas or ways to incorporate it as a means of cross-training. But of all the different types of cross-training, just think about it. This one, when you think about the movement, it's really very similar to the movement that you have with running. So I think it's a really an excellent cross-training to do. If you do some jumping rope at the end of your workout, then it is especially helpful in keeping you from sinking with your steps when you're at the end of a race. Because if you're at the end of your workout, that's when your legs are more tired. So there are a lot of different ways to use it, and I think you'll enjoy it. I'll put links, like I say, to several articles in the show notes. Give it a try. Be careful not to jump into doing too much of this at any given time. Start gradually with just a couple minutes of these exercises at first to increase gradually. And if that's not enough reason for you to try jumping rope, here's a quote from the American Heart Association's website. Jumping rope is good exercise and lots of fun. I think that last part about it being fun is kind of a no-brainer. Once you get accustomed to doing it, you'll feel like a kid every time you do it. One very important word of advice. Never do this within a week of your goal race. It would definitely disrupt your taper. In fact, if I was you, I'd taper off from jumping rope 2 weeks before your goal race. I think you'll like this different type of training and find that it adds a fun element to your workouts. Now a little piece of trivia for you. How many calories do you think you'll burn if, say, you weighed 140 pounds and you jump rope at a moderate pace for 10 minutes? I'll ask you again, and then I'll give you a minute to think about it. How many calories do you think you would burn if you weighed 140 pounds and jumped rope at a moderate pace for 10 minutes? The answer? 111 calories. I just came across a calculator for making that computation. I'll include the link in the show notes. In general, however, jumping rope burns between 11 and 20 calories per minute, depending on the person's weight and the jumping intensity. Now, I know you might think, well, that's a broad range. 20's almost double 11. That's true. But imagine the difference between somebody who weighs 100 pounds jumping rope and somebody who weighs 200 pounds jumping rope. In the show notes, I'll have links to these articles. There's one titled Jumping Rope for Fitness by Jason Anderson on the Spark People website. Another, Jumping Rope, Not Just for Kids Anymore, on the ACE Fitness website. What's the correct length for jump ropes? On the Live Strong website. And that one's very helpful. It's got actually a chart that will help you determine the right length. And the calorie counter that I referred to is at self.com, S-E-L-F.com. As always, I'd love for you to go to iTunes and leave a review of this podcast. You can write a sentence or two or just click a number of stars. To do this, go to the Mojo for Running subscription page and then scroll down. Now for today's quote. By the second tour, I had rice cakes and hummus with me, and I was jumping rope in my room. That's Taylor Dane. And that makes a very good point. If you travel very much for work, think how easy it is to pack a jump rope. So you got a lot going for you with a jump rope. You don't need a lot of space. It doesn't cost very much. It's easy to travel with. Good point. And another quote I love that's sort of about jump ropes. Well, it's about ropes. When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. Okay, that has nothing to do with jumping rope, but I like it a lot. And I would attribute it, except it's in fact attributed to about a dozen different people. So I guess we don't really know who said that first. So one other thing I want to mention today is think about going to my podcast, going to my website, mojoforrunning.com. And there you'll have a means of emailing me. You can send me your story about things that are happening to you when you're running. If it's, you know, like if you've accomplished something great, running, overcome something, had some particular achievement, a goal that you worked towards and then were able to achieve, tell me about it. Send me an email about it. And maybe I'll use that on one of my future podcasts. Additionally, my book, After Your First 5K, is available at mojoforrunning.com. I'm probably going to change the title of that book in the next edition, which will be going to press before too long, because really there's so much information in it that's helpful to all runners, from beginners all the way to people training for marathons. Some of the content of that book I find myself explaining to my people that are in my marathon training group all the time. So I think I may change that title, because it's definitely not just for people who've just done their first 5K. So I would recommend it to anybody. It's got a lot of the information that is in my podcasts, probably half of the information that's in that book, or half that's in my podcast is also in the book, but it's much more thorough and developed. And I think it's nice for you to actually have that book as a resource, because it's easy for you to go there and look things up. You can fold down the corners of pages that are important, et cetera, et cetera. So that's available through my website. It's $15.90 as a paperback. It's also available as an ebook, and the ebook is, I think it's $9.99. That's all for today. If you have any questions, go to my Mojo for Running Facebook page and ask it. I check that page a couple of times a day, and I hope you'll like it. Thank you.